A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga daf Dalet, Chagiga 4a, pagination is 7. Starting from the second wide line, a quote from the original Mishnah of the Masechta regarding the mitzvah of Re'iyah appearing in front of Hashem on the holiday, meaning in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, coming to the Beis HaMikdash and presenting oneself to God, together with a karban, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So the Mishnah told us, Nashim va'avodim she'eno mishachrorim, women, as well as slaves who have not been freed, are both absolved of this mitzvah. Now, the Gemara wants to know, why are they absolved? Bishlam anashim, that women are listed on this category of being absolved, Kida Amran, like we said before, we understand that quite readily, because the Pasuk, in describing this mitzvah, used the word Yera'eh kol zechurcha. All of your males shall appear in front of Hashem, and women are absolved, as they are, from different mitzvahs. Ela avodim minolon. But why would slaves be absolved of this mitzvah? Now, obviously, we're talking about a slave that was mol v'toval. He had circumcision, and he went to mikvah. V'lechlal Yisrael lo ba'u, but because he's doing that as becoming a slave in a Jewish home, so he has certain mitzvahs, but not others. He's not entirely Jewish, and he's certainly not free. He's called an eved, a slave. And his status is something that needs to be defined. Avada minolon. What is the rule of such an eved? In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that he is absolved from this mitzvah of Re'iyah, but what's the source for that? Amar Rav Huna explained, Amar Kra, based on a pasuk, El Penei Ha'adon Hashem. The mitzvah is to appear, mitzvah of Re'iyah, in front of the master, Hashem. And we infer from that word master, which is not necessary in the pasuk, you could just appear in front of Hashem. But the master, Hashem, Mi She'en Lo Ela Adon Echad, it's referring to a person who only has one master. Yatzazesh yishlo adon acher. This person has more than one master. Besides Hashem, the Adon, he has another Adon, another master. And therefore, this pasuk is coming to absolve somebody who has more than one master, meaning the slave. We encountered such a concept that the relationship of slave to master is indeed a significant one. And it's called master. I know that the word master and slave grates on our ears, perhaps, but there is such a legal existence, certainly in biblical study. And we found that a Jew who was sold into slavery to another Jew because he stole and couldn't pay up, that's a situation of an eved with an adon. And there are cases where we were told that the case of nirtza would apply, and when his ear gets pierced because he refuses to go free, he wants to stay as a slave, one of the reasons his ear is pierced is because Hashem said, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim." The Jewish people are supposed to be slaves exclusively to Hashem, v'lo avodim la'avodim, and not slaves to other slaves. Not to be slave to another person, if you can help it. That's not the ideal way to go, and when that Jewish slave decides to stay as a slave, he gets his ear pierced as a lesson, as an indication that something that he heard with his ear is not being adhered to. So we do find this idea that the slave has a master in a pasuk type sense. The Gemara wants to know halama likra. What do you need a pasuk for? To tell me that the Eved is absolved? A special pasuk, Ha'adon Hashem, only if the master is exclusively Hashem. Michti, let's analyze this. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves ba, anytime a woman is obligated, Eved chayev ba, a slave is obligated because the slave's mitzvahs are equated legally to the same mitzvahs that a woman has. Kol mitzvah she'eino isha chayeves ba, any mitzvah that the woman does not have, eino eved chayev ba, a slave is not obligated in, digoma la la me'isha, because there's a limud that compares a woman to the case of a slave, and we're told they have the same mitzvahs. Again, you got to be careful here in the way the Talmud works. God forbid, we're not comparing a woman to a slave, and people who read Talmud superficially make up stories. This is a legal comparison in which the mitzvahs that a woman has are the same mitzvahs that a slave has, presumably because whittling it down further would be excessively damaging. A woman is not allowed to eat a cheeseburger, for example. She doesn't have to put on tefillin, but she has to keep Shabbos. And the same type of distinction of not damaging the system, but keeping the basics, however the basics are defined, that was the same type of mitzvah package that's being given to the Eved. So if a woman is absolved from re'iyah, which we were comfortable doing based on the pasuk, Yera'e kol zichurcha, all your males will present themselves, and the women are not obligated in that. So a slave, by definition, since he has the mitzvahs only of a woman, is going to be absolved. It's worthy to note how far the Gemara takes this, that even though the woman's source of being absolved is a pasuk that says Zuchurcha, your men, and the slave we're discussing right now is a male slave. Nevertheless, he's going to be absolved according to this Gemara because he only has the mitzvahs of a woman. I don't care how the woman got absolved. She got absolved because it said Zuchurcha. Nevertheless, she's absolved. And a male slave is only going to have the mitzvahs that a Jewish female has. So we're wondering, why did we need a special pasuk to absolve the slave? Amar Ravina, Ravina explained, Lo nitzucha limi shechetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin. The case is a slave who's half freed. In other words, if two Jews bought a slave in partnership, one of them freed the slave, so that his portion of the slave is now free, and the other master wants to keep him as a slave. This Eved, this slave, who's half-half, is going to be absolved of Re'iyah, of going up to the Beis HaMikdash, because he doesn't have one master exclusively. It's not Ha'adon Hashem. He also has another master, albeit only half-time. Dekanami, the Gemara says, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And here we see the amazing, meticulous speech of a Mishnah. Diktoni, because when the Mishnah presented this case, it said noshim, women, and then it continued and said va'avodim she'enon mishachrorim, and slaves who have not been freed. Mai she'enon mishachrorim? Why are you talking about slaves that haven't been freed? Of course they're not freed. If they were freed, they wouldn't be slaves. Ilemo she'enon mishachrorim klal, if they're totally not freed, listen avodim stoma, just say he's a slave. Elalav, what does it mean? She'eino meshechrarim legamri, is not totally freed. Umayninu, and what are we referring to? Mishechetze aved v'chetze ben chorin, a person who's been partially freed, but not totally freed. He is absolved because he has more than one master, so to speak. Shema mino, that's the correct way to read the Mishnah. It's referring to a slave who has been half freed, and even him we're absolving from this mitzvah of re'iyah. Rashi observes that this is not the end of the topic. There's something called a Mishnah Acharona, a last word. It's always good to have the last word. And that last word can be found on the Gemara on Daf Beis of our Masechta, where the Gemara presents two different perspectives of how to handle a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, a person who's been half freed. Beis Hillel introduced the topic by saying he's going to work for himself one day a week, and he'll work for his remaining master the other day of the week, and keep switching off. So he can earn money, because he's half free, and he can have a bank account, but he still owes the other day of the week, designated to the slave master, so that he becomes partners with the remaining slave master and takes the place of his original slave master partner. Beis Shammai argue. Beis Shammai say, Tikantem, you've worked it all out legally, but the person himself will not be able to get married. And Beis Shammai maintain, Lo sohu v'ra, lo sheves yitzora, based on the pasuk, that is a necessary component of human life, the ability to get married. And he can't. He can't marry a free woman. He can't marry a slave woman, because he's half and half. And therefore, kofin es rabo, we're going to force his master to free him. And as Rashi points out, if that's the rule, that you force the remaining master to free him, then he will end up, by the time the Mishnah Acharona is implemented, being a totally free person. And this very person that was described in the Mishnah as avodim she'eino meshuchrorim, slaves that were not yet freed, will be freed, and at that point he will become a full-fledged Jew, and as a male Jew, he will be obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah to present himself in front of Hashem on the Yamim Tovim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.